And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 5th of December, 2013. It's the birthday of the poet Christina Rossetti, London, 1830, who gave us the Christmas carol, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone." It's the birthday of Calvin Trillin, born Kansas City, 1935. His father was a Ukrainian immigrant, ran a grocery store. Trillin said, "It was a given in our family that my father was a grocer so that I wouldn't have to be." His father read a novel called Stover at Yale, but a young man at Yale decided that his son would go to Yale someday, and so he did, eventually wound up writing for the New Yorker magazine. Calvin Trillin, who said, "The most remarkable thing about my mother is that for 30 years she served the family nothing but leftovers. The original meal has never been found." It's the birthday of Joan Didion, Sacramento, 1934. Shy girl, loved to read, went to University of California, Berkeley, because it was so big she wanted to be anonymous. Won first place in an essay contest for Vogue. Her prize was a job at the magazine, where she started her writing career. She wrote essays about 60s counterculture, but she was an outsider to all of that. She was a Goldwater Republican. It's the birthday of Rose Wilder Lane, born in DeSmet, South Dakota, 1886, grew up in poverty with her father Almanzo and her mother Laura Ingalls Wilder. Family struggled with crop failure and terrible debt, finally settled in the Ozarks. And as soon as she could, Rose left home. She went to San Francisco, Paris, New York, Berlin, made her living as a freelance journalist, became one of the highest-paid female writers in the country. In 1930, her mother wrote an autobiography called Pioneer Girl. It was turned down by several publishers, and one of them suggested that she rewrite it as a children's book. And Rose Lane decided to help her mother with the rewriting. And together they created the Little House on the Prairie books. Nobody is sure how much the daughter influenced the book. She was at least the editor, sometimes the ghostwriter. She wrote to her mother about some changes. "A good bit of the detail that I add to your copy is for pure sensory effect." And her mother replied, "Do anything you please with the damn stuff if you will fix it up." But clearly, without Rose Wilder Lane, the Little House books would probably not exist. Here's a poem for today by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Goodbye. Goodbye, proud world, I'm going home. Thou art not my friend, and I'm not thine. Long through thy weary crowds I roam, a river ark on the ocean brine. Long I've been tossed like the driven foam, but now, proud world, I'm going home. Goodbye to flattery's fawning face, to grandeur with his wise grimace, to upstart wealth's averted eye, to supple office low and high, to crowded halls, to court and street, to frozen hearts and hasting feet, to those who go and those who come. Goodbye, proud world, I'm going home. From Goodbye by Ralph Waldo Emerson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.